Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pitch. Swing and a high fly, left center field, fairly deep. Bader on the track in front of the wall. He has room. He makes the catch.
Stick with him.
And that's the ball game.
And that's the ball game. And that's the New York Mets season. See you guys. The Phillies win again. Welcome on. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A ton to get into today. Rhea Hughes will join us at 11. We'll look forward to a big one in Kansas City on Thursday. Now we got another pair of tickets to give away to the Mike Tyson event. And a big big event coming up on our show tomorrow. Jolly versus Elliott Shore Parks, by the way. But we start with the Phillies. What a win, what a run, and hopefully what an October to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, look, you know, it's okay to eat bacon for dinner. It's okay. Especially that pepper cracked bacon.
Oh, you had some.
Man. Was fire. Shameless plug.
I don't think it's shameless at all.
No, I mean, because, you know, last night, you know, got a little hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel like leaving. So just fired up some bacon.
Good idea.
It was tasty.
Bacon and a Phil's win. It's a good night.
It was a good night. It was definitely a good night.
All right. Dominant win by the Phillies last night. Sanchez pitched really well. The bats exploded again against a suspect Mets pitcher. And how about this? So, you know, the Phillies, Hugh, this year have had an interesting season to where they've had a lot of down moments that have caught our attention, right? Like they got swept out of Citi Field in April. That stunk. But you know what they did? They bounced back after that and won 11 out of 13.
Yes.
Then they got swept out of Pittsburgh
in
June, and Bryce Harper was put on the injury list, and it was like, uh-oh, rock bottom. Well, they bounced back from that and won 10 out of 13. Zach Wheeler goes on the injured list. The other pitchers step up here. Trey Turner goes on the injured list. They then come back and beat the Mets 3 in a row. Here's what I'm feeling as we are about, what is it, two and a half weeks until the start of the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks, we would think, until the Phillies will play around their first postseason game, the first full weekend of October. Hugh, this group, we'll see what they do next month. No one knows what's going to happen in the postseason, but it does feel
different.
Different. It feels different.
I'm with you.
And my gut feeling watching them is they're similar in terms of the people, but there's a different feeling around this team. And I think they're more ready for October this time than they have been the last couple years, certainly than they were last year. They're peaking at the right time. I love the way they're playing. And deep down, I feel like October is going to be different this time. I mean, I know we've probably all said that at some point the last couple years. I feel it. I feel like this team has more resilience. They've got a chip on their shoulder. And their outfield, which was a weak part of the team for years, is suddenly playing really well. Like in the last month.
The platoon.
The Hopper's platoons have been awesome.
Topper's platoons, that sounds like that needs to be on a shirt.
I agree. I want a Topper's platoon shirt.
Topper's platoons.
Bader's been awesome. Kepler, I mean, half of us wanted him gone in the beginning of August while he's worked in this platoon. March has hit for a while now. Stott's been better. This is as good as I felt about the Phillies at this point in the season in a very long time. Hugh, how you feeling? Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different?
When you ask me that question, see, and I know you're gonna get mad, but I need specifics. Okay, it feels different. So when you ask me that question, mm-hmm. Joe, for the sake of clarity, what do you mean? What are you asking me actually? Are you asking me, do I feel like this team is a World Series winner, contender?
Well, I think we'd all agree they're a contender.
Yes.
Right? Okay, they're going to be a top 2 seed in the National League. So
are you asking me, do I think that they can win it all? Like, if you're asking me right now, as special as it feels, do I think that they have the wherewithal to win the World Series? And we go back-to-back as far as championships in this city.
Two parades in one year?
We go back-to-back.
Now we're talking!
Can I be honest with you?
No.
But I'm going to be honest anyway.
Yep.
Last night, watching that game and then getting up this morning and looking at the highlights, my first thought was, man, how cool would it be to have two champions in the city at the same time?
Yeah, it would. Be awesome.
I said, how cool would that be? But.
Now, here we go.
I was like, okay, this feels different, but at the same time, it feels eerily similar. Like, I'm approaching this with cautious optimism, if you will. You know, because it's like, for me, it's like the three NFC championship games that we went to and then finally get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to click. And I'm pretty sure they're thinking about it. You just have to stay locked in. It feels different. I'm not going to lie. But if you're asking me to push all the way in and say, do I think that this team is special enough to get it done? I don't know.
As much as I want to be mad at you, I bet there's a lot of people out there that feel the same.
Trepidation.
Or not fully buy. And I get that. I mean, the Phillies the last 2 years have given us a lot of reasons to feel not different. As October turns out the same. I do think there's a couple things that are clearly different, though. Their outfield is better now than it has been in years. I mean, they're going to go. And I know some of these names, you're like, it doesn't wow you. It's better. Like, Brandon Marsh, since his hitless April, has been one of the better outfielders in the National League. Max Kepler and Castellanos as a platoon can work. Bader is a huge, huge boost. I mean, the guy's been he's played like an all-star since he got here. A lot of us thought, just a guy? Maybe he is in his career just a guy. He's been an all-star caliber Philly so far. And then we have Duran in the back end. We got a closer that we haven't had in the postseason really the whole time they've been on this run. 215-592-9494. Look, I recognize the Phillies are not perfect. There's no Wheeler's not coming back, so we don't have that super strength at the top of the rotation. I'm just getting a feeling of resiliency. I'm getting a feeling the bullpen's better than it has been in other Octobers. Topper's got his finger on the pulse, NL Manager of the Year kind of season. This feels different to me. Like last year, I think we were lying to ourselves because they were trending down from June on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, don't worry about it. They'll flip a switch. This year, every time they've had a bad week, they bounce right back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pirates, bad week, bad sweep, they bounce right back. Mets in April, bounce right back. Mets in August, bounce right back. They've got a resiliency to them, Hugh, that I didn't see much of last year.
It's different, but the reality is this. Even in that down year that you were talking about last year, the series against the Mets.
Yep.
Like, it's been the usual suspects every postseason, and that's the bats. And last night, I know it sounds kind of crazy because what they dropped 11 last night. And it looks like they're trending in the right direction, and that's what you want.
See, now you're talking yourself into it. Come on now.
I am, but man, I hate to do this.
Don't do it then.
I have to. I got to see what happens in the postseason.
Oh, and this is why we all know you lied about the Phillies pledge.
I didn't. So,
we're almost in October, and you're still dropping
the
wake-me-up-in-October stuff.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, as good as it looks, we know what it looked like in the postseason. That's all. And I'm a little apprehensive. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little apprehensive.
I know you are. See, this is the problem.
What?
Because you're stuck in the past. The 2025 Phillies, every time we've asked them to answer the bell, they've answered the bell. I mean, they have. Every time they've looked like it was about to teeter, like it was going to be like 2024 or whatever part of the run you want to pick out, they've answered the bell. There's a resiliency. There's a better outfield. There's a better bullpen. Topper's got the pulse of this thing. They're going to be a top 2 seed, so they don't got to go all the way with all the rounds. I'm feeling good.
Can I give you an analogy?
Nope.
That's going to be fitting. You may, okay, say you have a significant other.
Here we go.
And, you know, every time y'all go out and he gets a couple drinks in them, you know, and that song, come on, the Juvenile song, Back That Thing Up. And they back that thing up like they, you know, they get a little wild when they get to dancing.
Okay.
So you go home and you say, hey, listen. We can't have you backing that thing up every time the Juvenile song come on. So y'all go out to the club, right? And as soon as you hear that beat drop, she start shaking it, and you're like, you're nervous because you don't know what's about to happen. It's about the same thing. You just don't know because you know that's her jam or his jam, and you know they like to back that thing up. So you're a little nervous. So that's all. I'm just a little nervous. You know, the more I think about that analogy, it probably didn't fit this moment.
It did not.
But it was a good analogy.
Also, it's not one that I've ever experienced, but I walked with you. I went along with it.
It probably didn't fit the moment, but it was stuck in my head, you know, so what? I just had to go with it.
Once in a while, you have an analogy, and like, where can I work it in? You know what? Phillies, Castellanos, back that thing
back
up. I get it. 215-592-9494. Does this Phillies team feel different? Does it feel like, deep down, does it feel like this October is going to be different? And I know you tried to ask me specifically, does it mean they're going to win the World Series? I can't guarantee that today, and I can't pretend.
But that's what we're talking about.
I know, but I think there's a difference between, like, if they get to the World Series and lose in seven, I think there's a we could be proud of that, right? If they go, last year, they went out like chumps. Mm-hmm. Like, and they went out in four games to the Mets. They went out like chumps in the first round. There's a difference between going out like chumps and fighting and giving this city something to be proud of for a month. And I am in the camp today that they're going to give us something to be proud of next month.
Let me give you a better analogy.
Okay.
Okay, like.
You sure?
Last year, yeah,
you sure?
This one I think is a bit fair.
Okay. Way.
Because remember that day we found out that Coach Sirianni cut his hair?
Yeah, how could
like,
forget?
Abruptly. And we're sitting there. It was me, you, and Elliot. And I said, this could be the turning point for the season.
You did.
And I felt confident in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that we were, you know, talking about going to the Super Bowl since that moment.
And we got there.
I feel good about this team, but I don't feel like that because of the past. You know, and then to be fair, even after you look at the Eagles season and how it fizzled out towards the end in Tampa, when that moment happened, and to be honest, in that moment, even in that game, it looked like it could have went either way. But in that moment before the game started, I felt like that was a turning point for the season. Now, last night, the way that they exercised the demons, a shout out to the person that saged the whole stadium, whoever did that, God bless you, because that was huge. I feel like it's a turning point, but I'm not. I don't know, because I've seen some of these major, you know, these usual suspects. They fizzle out towards the end.
Well, they have. Hopefully this is not... I'll use this to kind of wrap it up with the analogies of the Phillies last few years. I don't know if they're going to win the World Series. And missing Wheeler still is obviously there. But I think it's much more likely that this thing ends with either a World Series or something like 2022 where we're proud of them at the end rather than Game 6 and 7 against the Diamondbacks or the Mets series last year. I think they're built different this time, that they're not just going to fall apart and embarrass us. I don't think it's going to happen. 215-592-9494. Deep down, does this Phillies team feel different? Do you think we're getting a different October? Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phils have just beat the crap out of the Mets for three games
so
here?
I took a pledge for the Phillies at the beginning of the season.
That's right, you did.
I did, too.
I also took another pledge yesterday that I about the Eagles, but I think it applies to this Phillies team, too. Mm-hmm. We're done talking about the Super Bowl. Well, they won the Super Bowl, so this season, this and that. I think we got to start doing the same thing when it comes to October and this Phillies team.
Clean slate.
No.
Stop holding last October against this team. It's a different team. It's a different season.
And dog don't hunt. It's not.
Absolutely.
Bader and Duran don't make them different. Makes them largely different.
Okay, two people.
Those are big pieces.
Okay, you're right. No. I'll give you that.
But I'll tell you what else is different. Last season, for months before the postseason started, we were a 500 team. We all wanted to ignore it. But that was the case. There was the Mets, who were the hot team going into October. Again, we all wanted to ignore it, but then the reality hit us right in the face. Is it crazy for me to say right now, the hot team in baseball heading into the postseason, as of right now, we still have 2 weeks left, the hot team in baseball is the Phillies.
Not crazy to say. Since the start of August, which is right after the trade deadline, they're 25-13, and that includes the disaster at Citi Field.
Right.
So, like, they've been really good.
I want to add this, too. Like, the Ranger Suarez, the version that we had last season, the first half was awesome, and then he totally fizzled out and kind of sucked, really, for being honest, in the second half of the season. He was fine in that game against the Mets. He gave us a chance. But, like, the version that we're getting of all these guys in the pitching staff right now, we had bumps in the road with Lizardo. And Sanchez has been great all year, but Lizardo and Ranger, you know, a little bit iffy. We didn't know what kind of guys we were going to get from them. Top three of this Phillies rotation is I can hang with the best of them. And the way the bottom of the lineup's hitting right now, like, man, they can keep that rolling. And Bryce Harper starts to get out of this little slump. Kyle Schwarber picks back up where he left off a little bit earlier in the season. Like, I, I, I could see this Phillies team going all the way. It just feels
too.
Different.
I could too. Seeing the Phillies in the World Series, I could picture it right now. 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls on this. Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different for the Phillies? Let's hear from Toppernex and Max Kepler. Asked if this team has their sights set on the number one seed now. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, the vibes are back. Are the vibes back?
See, Kyle thought I left. I didn't leave.
Disappearing act, Douglas.
It's not like you have a history or anything.
Yeah, I thought you did too. All right, welcome back. Midday
he said,
show.
Not like I didn't have a history. Do you kind of like the Phillies? You won't let me forget my history?
Oh, come on.
Wow, that was a low blow.
It was. At the Phillies.
I've had a low blow. You hit below the belt every day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
what are you talking about? You do that every day.
Hold on a second.
So I had one moment where I hit below the belt. Now you got something to say.
Yeah, don't do
I would
that.
Say I would I'm say sensitive. It is a little bit harder to win the World Series than to remember to stay in the studio from 10 to 2.
Every now and then I forget the breaks run a little longer, you know what I mean? I got stuff to do.
Yeah. Like a show, your job.
I'm offended. Yeah, you compare trying to get through the postseason to just sitting down in here when the breaks are done. It's not that hard.
No, we were having a conversation and I forgot I left something in the microwave.
Yeah, you did. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know, Pop don't eat his breakfast. He got to take a little while to get going.
All right, Pop, is this one feel different? Does it feel different, this Phillies team, as we head towards October? It does for me. And it's really, a lot of it is the way they've responded to bad things happen to every team. And a lot of bad things happen to this team. They've lost Harper for a month. They lost Wheeler for the season. Trey now on the injured list. We don't even talk about it anymore. Their closer got suspended for 80 games. And they had to roll out there from, what was that, like late May, the Alvarado thing happened, until
they had to adjust.
August 1st, one of the worst bullpens of baseball. And they still kept their heads above water. And here they are now, 10 games up in the National League. It feels different to me because of the resiliency they're showing.
Right. I got to say, I'm almost glad that we can't put Alvarado out there in October. I just don't trust him.
Well, he gave up a home run to Soto last night.
Good. You know what? Get lost.
I'd rather win this without him. I'd rather win it without him. Yeah,
he's still going to get a ring, though. I mean, listen, we win the World Series, he gets a ring.
If I could vote, I wouldn't give him a ring.
See that?
He got suspended for 80 games.
That sounds petty.
80 games?
Oh, that's a lot of games.
Yeah.
But
remember the game Romano blew in San Francisco?
Yes.
That wouldn't have been him on the mound. I'm still upset about that one. All right, let's get to Topper, what he said last night about the resiliency of this team through all the injuries they've had.
We've lost guys, and other guys just step in and take hold of the situation. And I think that's what we're going through right now. I think everybody understands where we're at and what we need to do to get this thing done. And things change in a heartbeat. So, I'm not counting my chickens right now. We just got to keep moving.
Sounds like Hugh Douglas over there, not counting his chickens.
You can't count your chickens,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I could look forward to October. We're 10 up. This division
because as fans,
is done.
That's our God-given right to do that. But at the end of the day, what is your big? When it comes to this team, what is your biggest fear?
The 2025, I'm going to use what Kyle said. Now, I'm not looking back in the past. My biggest fear with the 2025 Phillies is that as the postseason goes on, they're going to miss Wheeler.
That's your biggest fear.
Yeah, that at some point the effect of Wheeler will be felt. Like game four, when we're unsure what we got, that would have been Luzardo who's got to pitch game three, right? The trickle down of not having that great pitcher in the biggest games, that's my biggest fear.
What's your biggest fear, Kyle?
I mean, my biggest fear, man, that's a tough one, Hugh. I don't like honestly right now. I'm too high on the team to like.
There we go.
Yeah, like
I'm not trying to be negative.
What's their Achilles heel? I guess my biggest fear is so like the bottom part of the lineup that's hot right now.
Okay,
doesn't sustain that going into the postseason,
and that's fair.
My biggest fear is because what was it last night? 11-2 or whatever it was.
Three, yeah, whatever.
Being in games where you only get one run and you lose 3-1 or 3-2 or something like that because you don't hit. Like since I've been here, that has been the issue for this squad. Like they don't hit when they need to hit. There's no timely hitting because everybody feels like they have to knock the cover off the ball in order to win the game.
It absolutely has been a problem. I will say this about a big part of that. Trey has been different this year. Trey has been a more consistent, less volatile hitter. Now
that's fair.
You could say, hey, we got to see if he has his timing, right? He's going to miss the final few weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. He's got to come back cold. But I would think this version of Trey is more ready for the playoffs than the last few.
That's another one, though. Like, if he comes back, does he need time to get back to that same
version? I mean, it's just bad timing. It's just bad. But the bottom line is, they've shown, I think we could agree on this, they've shown a little bit more mental toughness this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Than the past couple years.
But, in pressure situations, you tend to revert to what you know.
Yep.
And a lot of times, and we've seen it this year at times, when it gets a little stressful for them. They tend to turtle up a little bit.
You know what we're not going to do? We're not going to let clairvoyant Douglas over here ruin our fun. This is different. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah.
We are here, Chris. Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Great start. Hey, guys. First off, I just want to send my prayers out to the Kirk family. Folks, we need to stop being so damn sensitive when somebody else, doesn't agree with us. But I just want to put that out there. But can we pivot back here? Hugh.
Yes.
Remember what I told you so Douglas says all the time? This is a new season and a new year. When folks talk about the Eagles, that same thing applies to the Phillies, right?
You're talking about leaving the past in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Tell him, Chris.
I think, Chris, that the situation is different because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and we're trying to move on from that because the Eagles are. This is a situation where the past has been our Achilles heel and has kept us from getting to the World Series, or winning the World Series, I should say.
But
it's a little different.
It's a different team. It's a different vibe. It's a different group. So I thought things were different, but guys, this is absolutely going to be a different than last year. And let me help you get there, Hugh. So they are completely different last year. Last year after the All-Star break, they went 33-33.
Mm-hmm.
They just coasted and barely had a heartbeat getting into the postseason. Okay, this year they're 24-17, and still going here, but they've also been smashed with a lot of adversity. We lost Wheeler during the stretch. Trey just went down.
Yep.
And all this team does is when they get hit, they get back up and they keep swinging. And that's what's different. Here's another difference. This postseason, opposing offenses, they only have 8 innings to score because in the ninth, we send out the Durantula. And that is a huge difference. And you know what else, guys? It's interesting you brought up Alvarado because here's a thought for you. If Alvarado didn't get suspended, do we get Durant?
I don't think they do. Chris, I think if he doesn't get suspended, it's more likely they get a different bat, a bigger bat, you know, quote unquote, than Bader, and probably get a different reliever. And it's the opposite, but it worked out perfectly because Bader's hit like a star, and Durant is great.
Joe, I'm so glad that you mentioned Bader because there's some apologies that need to be given by, you know, certain people like Spike Askin. They need to apologize because this guy, everybody kind of poo-pooed it when they picked him up, but this guy's been nothing but great since we've got him, okay? So, you know, guys, at the end of the day, I definitely feel better about this team, and I'm telling you, this team is going to go – it's not last year. Last year is not repeating itself. This year is different. And you know what, though? I want to close by saying this. I know the lines are jammed because there's a lot of people that want to get on the air because, Joe, there's a lot of people that want to apologize to you. You know, when you correctly predicted that the division was over, there were a lot of naysayers out there. So I'm going to look forward to hearing all day today all those people calling in apologizing to Joe Giglia for them being wrong.
Yeah, so I that'd be great. I doubt we're going to get those. Yeah, Chris, good phone call. Yeah, no. You know what we could do? I think we did this last year when I said the division was over in June, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point when they clinched, we read some of the fun comments that I received when I said it. So we might have to do that when the Phillies clinched, but they got maybe a week or so till they clinch. So we'll get there. Bottom line is it does feel different. The Bader thing is huge. I know when we acquired him, it was like, I think we all felt it, whether Spike said it or any of us said it. The reality was it did feel like they were getting a secondary bat, right? Mm-hmm. He did not feel like a star. But the reality has been he's played like a star. If I didn't tell you who Harrison Bader's name was and I just said, Hugh, imagine if they acquire a hitter that hits 330 with power and defense when he gets here. You would say, oh my goodness, that's a needle mover. That's what he's been. I mean, whatever he was in his career, whatever he is moving forward in his career, that's fine. But Harrison Bader has played like a star here.
You know, it's funny. I don't want to pick on any of our coworkers, but I'm going to. I just remember sitting there with Spike.
He was on with us. We were on for the trade deadline show.
He was like, he's just a guy. And what? I remember you saying, he's better than what we have.
Yep.
And he's proven. Like, you talk about a shot in the arm. He's been a shot in the arm. But you know what else is ironic? Because Spike had the Bader shirt on the other day that I asked him about.
Yeah.
That I was told that I can't wear because that's like an exclusive afternoon show thing.
Why can't I buy the shirt?
Because they made the edict that it's an exclusive afternoon show thing.
Did they print it themselves?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just adhering to the rules, man.
If it's available, I'm buying a Bader shirt.
The one thing that we have here at this station now that we haven't had in a long time is synergy.
Yeah.
I want to keep the center.
Well, I want a T-shirt, so.
Might not be able to do that. We have to figure out, we got to get some other folks to make some different type of Bader T-shirts, but that was nice. But it was just ironic, now that I think about it, that's the shirt that Spike wore after he said all those mean and hurtful things about Bader when he got here. It's just, you know.
Well, if you perform, we love you, that's all.
No, I'm just saying, but that was kind of mean.
Bottom line.
I think, you know what, I guess I'm getting to the, since we're apologizing today. I think Spike needs to apologize to Harrison Bader for the way that he treated him when he got here.
Call him just a guy? That's apology worthy?
Yeah.
But his career was just a guy.
But he was just a guy, and then you went and bought a T-shirt.
Well, because he's performed like a star.
No, but when he got here, and I quote, he said, it kind of feels like, man, you know, because it's like you had the climax when you got Duran.
Yes.
And then you just kind of fell off. When you got, you know, he was saying they should have did it the other way around.
You know what I think is interesting? You're filibustering, blaming Spike so we don't get mad at you for not believing in the Phillies.
I'm not mad. I'm not blaming anybody.
Well,
I'm just saying, I just said
you're
here.
You're turning the conversation.
I just
conversation.
Said here, and I just thought of the irony.
Yeah. It is ironic.
Yeah, of Spike's, you know, the way he handled that situation.
But Bader is a reason to feel like this is different.
It does. The hair, the swag, the way that he has come in and feels like he's infused whatever it is he brings to the table to the rest of this team. Yeah, they needed that.
He's been awesome. He really has. And once they kind of settled on him playing every day in center field, which took about 2 weeks for them, 3 weeks for them to realize he should, then they were able to do the platoons in left and right, and it's worked out really greatly. It's been amazing. Bruce in D.C. is up. Bruce. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, Bruce. Good, how was work chilling. Yesterday? We caught you during
you at work.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, man. And look, I just wanted to just chime in on something. And it's kind of about yesterday that kind of has something to do with the day. Hugh, you know what? I'm proud of you because I was going to tell you, my furry brother, that I stand with you. You got to stand in your truth.
Yeah, you gotta live your truth, man. I try to tell Joe and Kyle, I try to teach.
Please,
every
stop.
Day. Please I get on this station and I try to teach every day.
Yeah, we don't listen, so that's the bottom line. Yep.
Well, that's what makes the show so dynamic, though. You gotta have one voice that does.
The voice of reason.
That's me.
The voice of reason, that would be me.
The funniest part is that we both think we're the voice of reason, and most listeners think neither of us are. That's what makes this whole thing work. All right, go ahead, Bruce.
There you go. Okay, so... you know, hey, look, I'm proud of the Phillies. I'm really impressed. You know, I was one of the ones that called. I said, you know, I'm not going to be satisfied about this series unless they win four straight. And look, they're on the cusp of doing that. I think that Topper has done a great job with the platooning. Casty has come around and has brought in. I'm really proud of these guys on where they're coming. And it's like you said, the outfield is now a strength. It's amazing how they have coalesced and came together on staying focused on winning. Now, here's the thing that I'm looking for going forward, because I still have, you know, some PTSD. I want to keep this thing going. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna start going sideways if they do a stinker out in freaking Kansas City, a team that they should beat, and I'm fully confident that they can win. See, this has been their thing. They beat the teams, the good teams, but then they slip against the ones that they don't. So I'm looking for some consistency in this last 2 weeks. I'm not worried about them going. They've always had L.A.'s number. We match up well with them. But I want to see what they're going to do in this last couple of days. But I think going into the playoffs, if they stay focused, there's no doubt about it. They can not only make it to the World Series, but they can win.
They can. I mean, Bruce, they can. And look, losing Wheeler and not having him in the playoffs, Bruce, we appreciate, obviously makes it more challenging. But even without Wheeler, are there many rotations of baseball they're going to roll out that are better than what we've seen with Sanchez and Suarez and Luzardo recently? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were by far the best rotation, and they're probably not by far anymore, but they can still compete. I mean, I don't think there's many rotations out there like, wow, they're way better than the Phillies even without Wheeler. Yeah, they have the Royals this weekend. They go to the Dodgers next week. By the way, that Dodgers series is going to be huge for, you know, to kind of lock up the two seed. But it sounds like the Phillies might have their eyes on the one seed. Here's Max Kepler last night after another big game by him on the Phillies and their eye on maybe having the best overall record in the sport.
Have you guys talked about at all about or thought about all about, I know you don't want to think ahead, it's one game at a time, but with Milwaukee losing today, only two games back in the loss column behind them for going for the best record all around in baseball.
Yeah, it's real. We're right there behind them. But we still got, I think, like, what, 2-3 weeks of games?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anything can happen. We just have to stay within, you know, the present moment
right. And
do what we can control. But, yeah, we're playing legit baseball right now.
They are playing legit baseball. So they have the Royals this weekend here in Philadelphia. They go to the Dodgers next week. That will be significant to get the bye, which I think they absolutely need. Phillies are about four up on the Dodgers. They'll play them next week. That could lock it up. As far as the outfield goes, with Kepler, with Bader, with Marsh, with Castellanos, how about this? If I told you this on August 1st, you would have said, Joe, there's no way. So the Phillies, at the trade deadline, were on pace to have their worst outfield since like the early 90s. Since August 1st, the Phillies have an 825 OPS from their outfield, sixth best in baseball. That's an incredible turnaround, Hugh. If I had said to you that when Bader got here, they would go from being the worst to, like, average, I would have taken that. They've been sixth best offensively.
Yeah, Topper's been pushing the right buttons, man.
How about that, Topper? Manager of the year, Topper?
Got to win it all, man.
Well, it's just for the regular season.
I know what you're saying, but I mean, yeah. Yeah, I hear you, but you got to win it.
He might have my vote. Topper's done an incredible job the last couple months. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
I think the Bader is just a
another guy thing is mainly because we really didn't know much about him. I mean, unless you follow every team in the league, some of these guys are actually decent on their own team. They're mm-hmm. just not very good. You don't hear much about him.
Right.
He's a solid player. And it definitely bolstered our outfield because him and Marsh can both play left or center. Actually, Bader can probably play right field too.
He probably could. So here's what I think I said then, and I think it's still true, Jeff. He's an above average player, but he's playing above even that since he got here. Like we know this happens with baseball players. Once in a while, they're pretty good, and they'll have 3 months where they're really good. And luckily, we're getting one of those runs out of Bader.
Yep. And overall, I think our pitching staff. So I'll say this. The old run it back like Dombrowski was doing, that lasted until the trade deadline. Now our team's completely different, I think. You got an actual closer, and you've got a starting pitching staff that's really picked up the pace since Wheeler went out. And that to me is the most important thing.
Well, I think the biggest of the rotation part you brought up, Ranger Suarez turning his season back around feels like Sanchez has been good the whole time, right? Really no concern about him. And Lizardo, most of these starts, he's been good. He's had some clunkers, but most of the time, he's got good stuff. Ranger was the one, Jeff, that I was like, uh-oh, right? Because he had that bad start in Cincinnati. His velocity was down. Mm-hmm. Last year, he faded. Boy, since Wheeler went down, he has turned it up a notch.
Yeah, I got two things on this. So, one, the Phillies lead by far the league in six-plus inning starts by their starting pitchers. I don't even think it's close with a second-place team. The other thing is, what the heck was I going to say? Well, basically, it's the starting pitching for me that's a difference in the last couple of years and their consistency.
Well, they are consistent, and now behind them, they have a good bullpen. So if they could get those six or even 5 2/3 in the playoffs, and Jeff, appreciate it, you feel like they can get through some of these games. But Robertson, Duran, Strom's been better. I mean, they have the ability to do this now. Look, I just feel this is different. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win the World Series, but I do feel like this is going to be different in October, and they're not going to be chumps the way last year was.
See, that's the thing, because that's the goal. We've been too close too many times for it not to be that. So that's when we have this conversation, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. And I know that it's hard to do that, no question about that. But that's what we're talking about. How many bites do you get at the apple to push all the right buttons, Joe, to be in this position?
This is probably their last one.
You know what I mean?
Being real.
And yeah, and at the end of the day, we don't like to say it because that puts too much reality on it. But that's what we're talking about. Like, this may be your last go-round. You talk about going to the upper room after this. This team is as this team is constructed this year. They ran it back. If they don't get it done this year, you got to think that they're going to blow it up.
Well, the baseball,
not like baseball. I mean, not like football, but you know, it's going to change.
Well, I mean, Real Muto's a free agent, and Rangers and Schwarber's a free agent, and we don't know about the health of Wheeler moving forward.
It does feel
like their last shot. So, and I think that's actually playing into why they're so focused right now. I think they know it deep down, too. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the Phillies calls going with you. Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different? Eagles Chiefs will throw some stuff in there as well, including an injury that Elliott foreshadowed during our show yesterday and then broke the news on the afternoon show. We'll talk about that, how it impacts the game. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, I know a lot of people like to say fall's right around the corner, but I don't believe it. I think fall is here right now. And you know what that means, people. Two things. Football season is here. And it's pumpkin spice season. And I'm here to tell you about Hatfield and what they're doing. They're taking bacon to a whole new level with pumpkin spice, thick cut bacon, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold and it's different and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Come on, Hugh. Be a believer.
I believe in this team to a certain extent.
Yeah, see, that's half-hearted measures.
I'm telling you, like, when back that thing up, you should see how people act when that song come on. When the beat drop at the beginning, and then you see people out there just shaking their tail feather. It's like, you know.
What are you talking about?
My analogy. You know what I'm saying?
I thought we moved off that analogy.
No, I'm just saying. But when song come on, it's like, oh, you know, people backing that thing up.
Oh, do you know what makes so much sense with the Phillies?
It makes sense
when
to
I
me.
Think of Harrison Bader, that's the song I'm thinking of. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Rhea Hughes is going to join us coming up at 11. We will get to a take that has caused a meltdown in this city coming up at around 11:15.
About you got to love it.
Yeah,
you
about this Chiefs-Eagles game. By the way, tomorrow, we got a lot going on here. A lot going on, including tomorrow on our show, Elliot Shore Parks and Jolly one-on-one, a debate on whether or not the game on Sunday is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, we do also have Mike Tyson tickets to give away. We're going to give those away later on the show. Be listening. I'll tell you how we will give away the tickets to the return of the Mike and the grand prize winner. All our winners this week will win a pair of tickets to the show on January 23rd. Grand prize winner wins a stay that night at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in AC. Ticketmaster.com tomorrow for the tickets. We give away a pair later in the show today. All right, before we go back to the phones of the Phils here, Hugh, we were kind of tipped off to this by Elliot when he was on our show yesterday, mm-hmm. and then it was confirmed when the Eagles went out to practice. Elliot called and told the afternoon show what was going on. We have ourselves a Dallas Goedert knee injury, a knee sprain for Dallas Goedert. Hugh, he did not practice yesterday. When Elliot was on, I was driving home and I heard it. He called in and told them he wasn't going to practice, and then Spike asked him a question to the extent of, you know, if I say 25% chance he plays on Sunday, is that fair or not fair? And Elliot kind of agreed with that, which leads me to believe this is obviously not an injury that's a day-to-day thing, but more of one that probably will keep him out for Sunday. So we'll see if he's back on the practice field today. But it sounds like he could certainly miss this game on Sunday.
Fragile.
Yeah.
He's a little fragile.
Well, I mean, this is, unfortunately, it's not new, right? I mean, it feels like we go through a 3 or 4 week stretch like every year.
Yeah, when the season starts, he's a little banged up, and that's unfortunate. You know, some guys just, you know, they stay on the training table. You know, your biggest asset is your availability, and if he's not available, yeah, you know, it's another weapon that Jalen won't have out there.
Well, it's always they're better if he's on the field. He's an excellent blocker. We know that, but you go back to week one, he had 7 catches in that game. He was their leading receiver on Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys in terms of catches. So you know, and for just the one game sample we have, he was a bigger part of the offense than we're kind of used to. Because usually it's like three or four catches for Goddard or whatever. Maybe he breaks one. But on Thursday, he was a big part of it. Let's hope for the best. I'm not anticipating he's going to play on Thursday or on Sunday against the Chiefs with a knee sprain. We'll see when they're on the practice field today. But Goddard out with a knee sprain. Thomas in Broomall is up on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Thomas. What's up?
Hey, yeah, Phillies. You know, I'm glad that they're where they're at right now, double-digit game lead, the way they handled the Mets so far. But I would say, like, my only feel really is when we have to use Nola in the playoffs, when we pass, hopefully, the pass, you know, the first two rounds. So I don't really think it's a huge fear, because if the other pitchers can do their job and we lose a game, you know, it's fine with me. But this team has upgraded a lot. Even Max Kepler, I know a lot of people, you know, he's not that good, but I feel like he's picked it up a little bit.
He definitely has. And Thomas, to your point on Nola, yes, look, I wouldn't count on him to pitch well in the playoffs. He's had a really mostly a down year. But, you know, you remember 3 years ago, they pitched Bailey Falter in Game 4 against the Padres. They used Noah Syndergaard for a game in the World Series. And I know they didn't ultimately win the World Series, but they got to the World Series, which starts from Bailey Falter and Noah Syndergaard. So you can kind of get by with the fourth starter you're not totally comfortable with.
Yeah, you know, Harrison Bader is a total upgrade from Rojas, the whole platoon thing. Now, do you see Nick Castellanos play a lot in the playoffs? Is he going to just a platoon? Are players going to be in their permanent spots?
I think it's a platoon. Thomas, and we preached a phone call. Hugh, I don't think Topper's going to change this. This is what they're doing now. They're going to play a platoon. So if the question is Castellanos, I only think he's going to play against left-handed starting pitchers. When a righty starts, I think we're going to see Kepler in right and Marsh in left and Bader in center, and Castellanos is coming off the bench.
I think if it's working, there's no need to change it. You know, especially when you talk about it's not about you. It's about what's best for the team.
Absolutely.
Right now, this is best for the team.
Now, it's going to depend on the matchup, right? Like some teams, the Dodgers, for example, the Dodgers have Blake Snell in their rotation. They also have Kershaw, who's still pitching well. Now, I don't know if they'll give him a postseason start. I don't know what they're going to do because they have a bunch of different, kinds of pitchers they could use. But if it's the Dodgers and Snell is pitching, which we're going to see next week, I anticipate Castellanos will play. If they throw their righties like Yamamoto and Ohtani and Glasnow, then I don't think we're going to see him. I mean, the one spot you might see Castellanos in big moments in October is a pinch hit spot, right? If they start a righty and he doesn't start, but then a lefty is in the game later out of the bullpen, that's a spot, and we'll see how he performs there. Dom in Philly. Dom, of course, the Mets fan who was having a lot of fun at our expense last time we talked to him. What's up, Dom? Dom?
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, never again.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Dom was very chatty when the Phillies were getting beat up in New York.
Was he singing that Jose Iglesias song?
Yeah, he was.
I did it to him when he picked up the phone.
Oh, is that why he got quiet all of a sudden?
Is he in his feelings?
Of course he's in his feelings. You know, by the way, the Mets not only are done in the division, they're only two games up now on a wild card spot. The Mets could collapse their way fully out of the playoffs. I know earlier in the week we were discussing, what do we need this week, two wins or three?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're here, I want the sweep now. I want to fully bury the Mets tonight and have them walk out of here with their tail between their legs and fully collapse the last couple weeks of the season. I would love to sweep them tonight.
That would be nice.
End
it looks like
season.
That might be possible.
Yeah, of course
it
does.
It might be possible.
They look like crap right now. I mean, they look like a team that is really have one of the worst records of baseball the last few months. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Does this Phillies team feel different? As we head towards October, does it feel, and like deep down, gut feeling, does it feel like October is going to be different this time? It does to me. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win the World Series, but I feel like they're going to have a run in them because they have more resiliency. They have a center fielder they can hit now. They have a closer. I feel good about it. You know, doubting Douglas over here, bringing up the past
and
whatever analogy PTSD. That we rolled with today. But it was the past Hugh Douglas is trying to bring up. Forget it. This team, they just feel different. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. All right, we'll come back. Rhea Hughes will join us. Your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, what I got? I got something right here.
Sure do.
Okay. Yeah. We got the mattress warehouse. We got the mattress warehouse stuff. It's been your mattress has been playing soft lately. They were out of order. That's not my fault. If your mattress has been playing soft lately, it's time to make a move. The Red Tag Clearance Event is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and savings are serious. Now you can save up to 60% off on all top brands like Sealy, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Even better, you get some savings on some floor models, up to 70% off while supplies last. Plus, people, you get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Don't wait. Do what I did. Go to the Mattress Warehouse today, where you can shop like a pro and sleep like a champ. And when you do, make sure you tell them that Hugh Douglas sent you. Warehouse, Mattress Warehouse. But don't sleep on these deals. You can sleep on the mattresses, but don't sleep on the deals, people. They won't be around forever. Shop the entire selection and find the location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.